CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Search forces have still failed to find any confirmed clues to the Malaysian flight MH370, now missing for 36 days. An official with the China Maritime Search and Rescue Center says China's vessels have been searching in an area of about 25,000 square kilometers, which is in the western part of the search region designated by the Australian authorities. In the eastern region of about 15,000 square kilometers, vessels from other countries, including Australia, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Malaysia, have been in search. The center has mobilized 63 merchant ships for assistance in the search, covering about 167,000 square kilometers in total. China has protested against a Japanese cabinet minister's visit to the Yasukuni Shrine. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei said in a statement, "This once again shows the mistaken attitude of the current Japanese cabinet toward history." China has lodged solemn representations and protests with the Japanese side. Japanese Internal Affairs and Communications Minister Yoshitaka Shindo visited the Tokyo Shrine that honors executed war criminals on Saturday. The regional police chief of Donetsk has agreed to demands to resign by pro-Russian protesters who occupied his headquarters Saturday, hours after a dozen gunmen seized two buildings in another eastern Ukraine town. Earlier in the day, about a dozen gunmen seized a state security building and a police station in Slavyansk, a town about 100 kilometers north of Donetsk. Ukraine says it has dispatched special forces to the scene, adding there's zero tolerance for armed terrorists. Casualties and hostages remain unknown. An earthquake measuring 8.3 on the Richter scale jolted 102 kilometers off Kirakira, Solomon Islands, Saturday night. This powerful quake was followed by another earthquake measuring 7.6 on the Richter scale in the vicinity 2 seconds later. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has issued a localized tsunami warning for the Solomon Islands, Vanuatu, and Papua New Guinea after the powerful earthquake. This is CRI News. Iran says it does not have any replacement for its newly proposed UN ambassador who has been denied entry visa by the United States. An Iranian foreign ministry official says Iran will pursue the issue through the available legal mechanisms in the United Nations. The United States has informed Iran that it would not grant a visa to its newly appointed UN ambassador, Hamid Abutalibi, a member of the group responsible for the 1979 takeover of the U.S. embassy in Tehran. 21 people were killed and 45 others wounded in separate violent attacks across Iraq on Saturday. The violence came just 18 days ahead of the landmark parliamentary elections on April 30th, which is the first in the country since the withdrawal of U.S. troops in late 2011. Lanzhou City in northwest China's Gansu province canceled emergency water supply to two districts Saturday night as the contaminated tap water was found safe there. Crude oil leak from a petrochemical pipeline poisoned the water source for a local water plant and brought hazardous levels of benzene into the city's tap water on Friday morning, affecting 2.4 million people. By Saturday noon, the Environmental Monitoring Department found no more benzene in four tests of samples taken from two downtown surveillance sites. The city government thus decided to stop emergency supply of free drinking water to the two districts. Traces of benzene, however, were still found in water samples taken in Xigu District, and the government suggested people not to drink the tap water. Construction of a new railway in far west of China's Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, which will eventually link the area with Kazakhstan, has gotten underway. The 308-kilometer railway from Karamai to Tacheng will cost over 5 billion yuan, or $840 million, and be completed at the end of 2016. The Shaolin Temple, the cradle of Chinese Kung Fu, has invited 10,000 lovers of Chinese calligraphy around the world to copy Buddhist scriptures by hand. A grandmaster of the Buddhist temple in Dengfeng, central China's Henan province, says the activity will not only preserve classic Buddhist literature, but also help people cultivate themselves in line with Buddhism doctrines. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.